This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Jeremy Hobson.
Japan has given the green light to Boeing to resume flights on the 787 Dreamliner, which has been grounded all over the world since January. The BBC's Rupert Wingfield Hayes is with us from Tokyo with the latest. Good morning.
Good morning, Jeremy.
Well, so why did authorities make this decision to allow these flights to resume?
Well, they're really following the lead of the FAA, which late on Thursday announced that it would give the green light to 787s returning to flight as soon as the fix that they approved last week has been done. So the Japanese authorities are basically following the lead of the American authorities. My understanding is that there are a number of Boeing teams of engineers here in Japan already. They arrived on Monday to do these fixes. The fixes are now underway. As soon as those are done, these planes will be allowed to fly again.
And what are the fixes? I mean, what's going to be different about the Dreamliner now than before?
Well, I understand it will be a little bit heavier for a start. But what's really interesting about this is the NTSB investigation into the fires, the two fires that took place back in January, have not discovered the reason for the batteries melting down or catching fire. So what they've approved is a fix, which is new batteries with more insulation inside a stainless steel container and with a vent. A pipe, essentially, that goes to the outside of the aircraft so that if a fire occurs, they can vent any smoke outside the plane, not into the cabin. And this also includes, I think, a new charging system. But essentially what they're saying is, we don't know what the problem is, but we are happy that if another meltdown occurs, the plane will be safe and the fire can be contained.
The BBC's Rupert Wingfield Hayes in Tokyo. Thanks so much.
Thank you.